Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hello, 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 hello. It's been a minute, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying? You know, the holidays is coming up. I mean, even during COVID, it's been hella crazy. People losing their minds and everything going up, as I said in my YouTube video. You know, and the holidays is coming up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us don't have our loved ones anymore, because we probably was only close to that loved one and they have passed away and went back home and all that good stuff. So you might find yourself alone, okay? But I'm just going to talk about a few things during this holiday time. Try to just throw out an episode whenever I can. But today, I want to talk about, as you see in the title, It's Never Enough. What do I mean? Well, I don't know if I'm going to give you the answer to resolve this issue, but I just want you to remember that life is life. People are people. And I'm saying this from personal experience, from what I see and what I know. Love is the most beautiful and greatest thing and most powerful thing ever. But most human beings don't know how to live in that. So you have a lot of racism, discrimination, jealousy, hate, envy, manipulation, discord, anger, sadness, depression. All of that comes from being disconnected from who you really are and living in the love, but seeing that in this life, it doesn't really work in a way, even though they express it as it does work. Because the truth of the matter is, it does work, but when we're looking at other people for that, I guess, like, conclusion or that the being of love, that's when the problem starts. So it's never enough. You can give all that you can give, and people are going to still want more. You can love as hard as you can love, and you can still be ignored, and everything is forgotten in the moment. You gave your all and you gave your best. You lived in the light. You breathed and exuberated your love and your light and all this good and greatness, and people are so easy to tear it down. So, I just want you to know, when it comes to this world and other people, it's never enough. Even sometimes with ourselves, because we are so attached to this human body, it's never enough. No matter how much money they can, you know, they always say you never can have enough money. People are out here billionaires and millionaires, and I think we have a trillionaire now. You know what I'm saying? Trillionaires and all that stuff, you know? And it's still never enough. They're going to continue to work. They're going to continue to try to make money. They're going to continue to spend that money. And they're going to continue to want more of that money. You can love somebody, but it's going to be a continuous thing. They're always going to drain your energy by always trying to get what they need out of you. It is never enough. That's a hard lesson. One of the hardest lessons I had to learn, and starting to really hone in to myself and work on this mind of mine to not feed into people, but feed into what is real and what is true about life. That no matter how much I love, no matter how strong my faith, no matter how wonderful I am, no matter how much light I shine, no matter how brilliant I am, no matter how, you know, I try to do my best, no matter how hard you work and all that stuff, it is never enough. People are going to grab and take from you, and it's never going to stop because it is never enough. So, what is the answer to this? I leave that up to you. That is not my job in this episode. I just want you to realize that sometimes your frustration, because I know this for myself, with life or with people, you have to just remember that no matter how good and fantastic and great you are, it's still never enough. That's why the greatest leaders in the world get torn down, okay? And then they're not respected until they die, or don't know what you got till it's gone thing. That's why the loving people in your family and in your life, you even mistreat and do wrong, because they'll be there because you are draining them. Everybody does it in their own way, because truly at the end of the day, their feeling is not enough, and then your feeling, they're not giving you enough. So, what's the answer to that? I think you know if you're listening, okay? If you're really listening, I think you know the answer to that. But I just wanted to say that because it was just on my mind. And I think it's a good thing to remember that when stuff is happening, to kind of reset yourself and calm you down, like, you know, because trust me, I know. I try my best to live in love. I try my best to live in the light. I try my best to shine my light. I try my best to learn all the lessons that life give me. I try my best to stay in my own lane. And I try my best to be myself regardless. You know what I'm saying? No matter how people think or feel about it. And when you do that, it is an interesting journey to see how people behave towards you and around you. And when you first be on this journey, it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt a long time, because you have to really kind of figure it out for yourself, and then not only figure it out, but to know and to understand. And then once you get that knowing, understanding, then you got to let it resonate and teach your body and your mind to not do certain things. And it's a journey. Some people don't get that until they 40, 50, 60. Some people never get it. Okay. And that's why you have to remember, it's never enough. Trust me. I have loved as hard as I could, and it's never enough for people. I have tried to be a light as much as I could, and it's never enough for people. And you know what I'm saying? And that's just a good little lesson for you to take in, because it's a good little lesson that I've been really understanding now. And it's just very interesting how I always say this, how living in the light, it seems like people want to always, I guess, like attack you, stalk you, be mean to you, or do craziness because you're a light. Okay, most people don't know how to shine their light. Most people don't know how to live in love. So it's also jealousy and envy and stuff, whether they want to admit it or not, in the midst of that. Because I'm going to be really honest, jealousy very rarely hits me. Hate rarely hits me. I may not like you and what you do, but that don't mean it's you. I don't like what you're doing right now, because I see that it's not in the essence of the light or love, you can say. So, yeah, but we're all human beings. So I hope in the midst of this conversation that you come to realize the answer. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that you come to realize that the answer is not outside of yourself. So if you're thinking, I gotta start being mean, or I gotta start doing this or whatever, you know, you ain't gotta be mean. But I will say that if you're doing the right thing and you're doing the best thing in your life, like I had to learn, is sometimes you just gonna speak up. Like, who cares if people think you're crazy, if they don't understand, or who cares? Because you try your best to do the right thing, and people act crazy, okay, and do the wrong thing, and we're so quick to not say anything to people that do the wrong thing. But when people live in their life the best they can and changing lives and everything, we drag them through the dirt and back, okay? And it's sad that they have to leave or die before they realize how important that human being was. Know how important that human being is right here, right now. Okay. So I kind of gave you a little bit of the answer anyway, because that's just what I do as a speaker, teacher, and all that stuff. And you know what I'm saying? Lesson learner. Okay. But anyway, thank you for listening to the Spiritual Shop Podcast. Yeah, just think about that. And I'm talking about the good stuff. Realize that it's never enough. Okay. That's something I had to realize. It kind of calms you down. And then it kind of be like, you know what? I'm not dimming my light for nobody else no more. And I don't give a damn what they do. Because at the end of the day, I'm a winner. And they're going to lose. Because one thing I know for sure, and I say this to my people all the time, when life's got you, when God's got you, Buddha, whatever you believe in, people can do stuff to you for years. But it's just interesting how life just makes sure at the end, because the end is what matters. It's not, anyway, I'm going to talk about that some other time. This was just about it's never enough. Anyway, a little more Spiritual Shot. Thank you. Bye.